A new North Slope borough mayor has been on the job for 3 weeks now, but there are still big questions about the runoff election that Charlotte Brower won on November 8th. George Amawak, who lost to Brower, is contesting the election on several grounds. The wide-ranging accusations are spelled out in a detailed 11-page statement that was requested by attorney Dennis Cook. The borough hired Cook as an independent investigator to help look into the claims. Timothy McKeever is the lawyer working on the case for Amawak. He says it certainly appears the election was mismanaged in a number of ways.
The most troubling, I think, is the fact that the borough clerk's office kept releasing results of the election that were inconsistent with one another and also inconsistent with the records of how many ballots had been issued and how many ballots had been returned. So the most troubling issue is whether the count was accurate, and the evidence that we have suggests that it was not.
There are allegations that the borough clerk was drunk and had an accident after picking up ballots from the airport from villages. What's known about this incident, and where were the ballots?
We know that the borough clerk was involved in an accident driving a borough vehicle at or near the airport in Barrow, and this occurred a few days after the election. We don't know for sure that she had ballots in the car. We believe that she may have, but that's sort of the extent of what we know. There are court records that indicate she was involved in an accident and that it occurred near the airport, and we believe that it's likely that she had ballots, but we have not yet been able to determine that fact for sure.
You're also alleging bribery in the form of buying votes. What evidence do you have that this happened?
Well, attached to the updated grounds for the election challenge is an affidavit from an individual in Barrow who says he was approached and offered $100 to vote for Charlotte Brower. And so that's the evidence that we have at this point to support that allegation.
There are charges that vote totals do not add up to the number of official ballots, and those numbers remained in flux. What are you presenting as evidence of this inconsistency?
We have printouts of the ballot counts that were generated by the borough clerk's office, and those vary from count to count. In other words, each time more ballots were counted, the numbers are inconsistent with what they had said before, not just because there were more ballots, but also because some of the numbers that they had stated before had changed. And so the whole process of counting the ballots is confused and unclear.
Despite all of these issues, the election was certified. What was the justification given for that certification?
It's unclear. Normally, when there's an election and there's an election contest, the certification process does not happen until after the contest is addressed and the issues raised by that contest are resolved. It's unclear why the borough assembly decided to vote the same night that they canvassed the ballots to certify the election, since there was a contest pending. So we don't understand why they did it and believe that they acted precipitously and it should not have been certified.
Does it make it harder for you to make your case now that the election has been certified?
Well, the borough assembly did vote to conduct an investigation. They've hired an independent investigator to assist in the process, and we're proceeding. There have been certain changes in the borough administration as a result of the election being certified, and that's complicated things a little bit, but we're confident that we will be able to develop the evidence to show that the contest is justified and to demonstrate that the election was not done properly.
And Mr. McKeever, what are you asking for? Do you want the entire election thrown out and start over, or what is it that you're seeking?
Certainly, if the election was mishandled and mismanaged to the extent that it appears to have been, then I think the folks in the North Slope Borough should have an opportunity to either vote again or to have to the extent it's possible, and it may not be possible, to have the current election returns counted in a more fair and appropriate fashion and see what the outcome is. But the bottom line is this is an important position. It's important for the North Slope Borough. It's important for the people of the North Slope Borough to have confidence that the vote was done correctly, the counting was done properly. And at this point, it just doesn't appear that that was the case. We need to get to the facts and then figure out what's the appropriate remedy.
Timothy McKeever is a lawyer working with Georgia Miwok to contest the Barrel runoff election. Borough officials returned calls late today, stating they will arrange for response to these allegations tomorrow.